So right now, we have a lawyer coming up to speak to us. Wow, we got a mixed response from that. Ed Soderbergh, everybody.
Alright, bear with me because I'm actually nervous speaking in front of people, even though I speak in a courtroom all the time. So, a lot of nerdy stories that I've ever heard from anyone are kind of badge of honor stories, like Old Glory, I have this scar from this, like, you know, jocks have them from sports, a lot of guys have them from, like, ex-girlfriends and stuff like that. This kind of actually combines a little bit of sports, a little bit of ex-girlfriends, and a lot of being a nerd, and this is my glory story, I guess. So, I grew up in Europe, where there isn't so much a distinction, I don't think, between the nerdy people and the not nerdy people. It's something I was forced to look right in the face when I moved to the States in the middle of 7th grade, which, you know, junior high school, so I got my ass kicked a lot for being the British kid. Anyway, so later on into high school, I kind of wore being nerd on my sleeve. I know a lot of people kind of do it now because it's cool now, but I did it before it was cool. And I got away with it with a lot of women because my accent at the time is not what it is now. I was British, so, oh, he's not nerdy, he's just British, and that's really cool. So somewhere around when I was 15 years old, I just, over the course of 2 weeks, I sound like a Midwestern. So, I had a girlfriend when I was 19 who had known me when I was younger and was convinced that I was just suppressing the accent. It would come out if we got close enough and everything. And yeah, I wouldn't do it for her, certainly. And she also had some other ideas about how she was going to mold me. So she kind of saw me as, you know, I'm going to turn him into, I'm going to make him British again somehow, and I'm also going to get rid of this nerdy stuff. She didn't really like it. And one way I'm really nerdy is I'm a huge Trekkie. I love Star Trek, except for Voyager. I love...
That's my opinion.
I love Deep Space Nine. That's my favorite.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So, one night, this is over the summer, I get a call from my girlfriend. She wants to hang out, and, you know, I should have been pretty excited about that because we were physically intimate. Even though probably most of the time I was thinking of Jadzia Dax. So I say, sorry, sweetie, I just kind of, like, had a long day. I just want to kind of, like, stay in and watch something. She's like, you're going to watch Deep Space Nine. Yes, I'm going to watch Deep Space Nine because I have fucking DVDs and I want to watch them. So she said something to the extent of, oh, well, we're just going to have to take care of that later. That's not going to stand for much longer. So I say, okay, I'm going to come over. We're going to see each other. Hang up the phone. And I thought, okay, I got to break up with her. So she didn't live too far from where I lived at the time. So I just ran over. And that was, like, the last time I would ever run properly. So I get over there, and I dump her. And I'm pretty good about this with girls. I'm pretty straight to the point, like, we're breaking up, that's it. There's no discussion. I mean, you can't have fucking Deep Space Nine. So she starts crying, and it's not, like, cute movie crying. There's, like, snot everywhere. It's the ugliest she ever was. And so I said, okay, I'm sorry. Well, I hope we can be friends someday, you know. And that's what you say, right? And so I start walking away. Now, she played golf, and she had a really good golf swing. And her dad had been doing some gardening earlier with a small shovel. And as I walked away, I mean, I guess she was freaked out. She's kind of a violent bitch. She grabbed the shovel and hit me in the back of the knee as hard as she could.
Oh.
So I went to the ground. I didn't even feel it for a while. I was just like, why did my leg give out? A weird cramp or something. I'm on the ground. She gets on top of me, starts just, you know. I don't touch her at all because, you know, that would have looked bad. So eventually she's just like crying so much she starts choking on her own mucus. And she just, like, walks off and yells some threats or something. And I finally, like, pick myself up, I call my sister. She comes and gets me as I'm, like, hobbling to the car. She's like, no, I really don't like that girl that you did. Well, let me tell you a story about how I hurt my knee. So, I went home. I was in blinding agony. I took a couple of leave, and I ended up watching, I think, all of season two. That and so, that's my, you know, I broke my knee for Deep Space Nine, so that's my badge of honor.
Do that I prove Deep Space, that I to prove that I love Deep Space Nine as much as you. Like, what do I have to break on me?
Dress up like Tetsuya.
C2E2 is right around the corner.